This is Randy Vaughn, and this month is back to school. So many of you are already back to school or will soon be back to school. And I wanted to talk to all the heads of school, all of those of you in leadership, whatever your title is. It may be headmaster, head of school, superintendent. Some of you are just in a principal role. Some of you may be in a president role. Whatever the role is where you are kind of the leader of the school, I want to talk to you specifically today. But I think this message would also be applicable to those of you who are in any form of leadership. So maybe you're not the head honcho of the school, but perhaps you are the principal or the head of the middle school at your campus, or maybe you lead the admissions effort at your school, or whatever position, maybe even in athletics or the fine arts, and you lead in that area. I wanted to talk about setting tone. So the back to school time is such an important time. So whether you're already back into school or whether or not you still have a few days left when you listen to this message, I wanted you to know how important setting the right tone for the year is. So I want to talk to you about three different things that you can do this year to set the tone. And really, it's going to take the form that if you've listened to any podcast in the past that I've done, any of the other messages or read anything I've ever written on my blog, it's going to be consistent with that because I think it provides you three different venues in which to articulate this tone. So I think what you have to do first is think about what is your favorite medium for communication. So let's look at the three primary types of communication that you could use in communicating your messages, not only at the beginning of the year, but also throughout the year as well. So the first one would be in written form. That's probably for many, maybe the easiest one, because you can sit in front of your laptop or maybe even on your phone or on a desktop and just start to write. And you just share what's on your heart, what's in your head, and you just kind of start writing. So I think the written form is an ideal form to communicate your vision, or at least communicate the school's vision, but with your voice to your community. So I think sharing that in written form is, for many of you, probably a really good tool to use. I think from a practical standpoint, you can write this in the quietness of a early morning. You get to the office maybe an hour before everyone else does, and you just write kind of in the quietness of the morning. Or maybe you're a late night writer and you just want to, you're up at night, maybe you've got a family and they're all in bed and you just stay up a little bit longer, and one night you decide, I'm just going to type out some thoughts. And that's fine. And I think a written form can do that and accomplish that. I will tell you, brevity is probably your friend. If you're writing and you love to write, one of the things that you have to understand is not everybody does love to read your writings, or not even just your, don't take that personally. It just means people don't have a lot of time to read. And you have to think about it from standpoint of how people consume this communication. So let's think about that. Some of you are used to writing on a desktop computer and your screen is 14 inches or 17 inches wide, and maybe even larger if you're really on a desktop computer. You may even have a larger one, but even most laptop computers, you could get a 17 inch monitor now. And you're writing and you're maybe opening up an email or Word file and you're just writing because it's just beautiful. Even if it you go to size 14 or 12 point font, you've got lots of space to write, and you just write and write and write. And it's beautiful, and it's got all kinds of paragraphs and stories and bullet points, and you're just writing and writing and writing. The problem is most people are consuming what you're writing on a small handheld device. Maybe some still do the iPad, but most people are just walking around with a phone in their hand, this iPhone device, similar in size, where they are scrolling through that. And so I think nowadays, and this is 2019 when I'm saying this, if you're going to write, you need to somehow manipulate your Word file window when you're typing it. Don't go full screen. Shrink that your window on your screen down to where it kind of mirrors what would be the, I would call it the rectangular size of a smartphone device. So shrink your window that you're typing in down to a rectangle. Then you will have more of a simulation of what it would be like if someone is reading this on their phone. And you can't use a size 14 font and get much out of it, so shrink it down to size 12 or 11 and type. So that gives you a better idea. Okay, I can't go on and on and on because people just simply do not scroll through long. My rule is typically, if you really want somebody to read, if it's urgent, maybe with their thumb, they will swipe up, or some finger, they will swipe up maybe two times at the most. You sometimes only once. If they see a lot of text and there's not many bullet points, there's no pictures, they're probably going to skip right over your message. So you want to do that. So if you need to type it out on your desktop, if that's the way you prefer to write out your messages, do that. Some of you are just better at just pulling up your phone and typing it there. You might even have a dictation software or app that you can use. And that might be good because you can actually do that on your phone. So communication via written form must be brief. Now, one way to get around that, if you're like, Randy, I just don't want to write brief. I want to share my heart. I want to share what's in my head, and I have so much to share, and I understand that. You probably could go back and find blog posts that I've written that are too long, and they don't fit this format anymore. And some of those written before, not before smartphones for sure, but before we, I think, really transformed the culture probably in the last 3 or 4 years. Some of those written even before that. So I think you have to think shorter. So one of the things that, to get around that is to employ the multi-post format, I guess. Just looking at it like breaking it up. Simply, let's say instead of one long post, you have three posts. And you do this in post one that then you write to that. Maybe it's in your head. You just have to write the whole thing out and then go back later and chop it into three pieces, and then just simply link from one to the other. That way when somebody gets it, they don't just scroll through and see this long, long post and then don't read it. They see shorter posts, but they link to the second post, and then that second post links to the third post. So figure out a way to do that. So written form is a great way to share your tone. And I think you can articulate some things really well in written form. So again, that is the first way that many of you will communicate, because that's probably the most common way, and it can be done really well. Second way is through audio, which is what you're doing right now, is listening to me share ideas via audio. You're not watching me on a screen. You're not listening or reading what I'm having to say. You're maybe listening to me, maybe at your desk, but perhaps you're on a drive into work. Maybe you are driving into school. Maybe you are driving home from school. Maybe you are on a drive to a conference, or maybe on a weekend to see family out of town. Whatever it is, you're consuming this audio file, and that is a great way to share tone. Now, so there's some things about audio that you have to recognize. One, surprisingly, you can go longer on audio than you can on any other form of communication. Not that you could put out a 45-minute message and people would necessarily listen to it, but a lot of times people do consume audio when they are moving, whether they're on a walk, whether they're traveling. That's when people typically listen to audio. They might listen to it at their desk, and if it's 45 minutes long or even 20, they might say, I'll have to pause that and listen to that another time. But we do tend to consume audio when we're moving. So it does give you some flexibility to go a bit longer. So if you're maybe you're particularly good at writing, but you've never tried the audio. Well, if anything, what you could do is just type out your message and then read it into an audio file. There's lots of ways to record it. I'm actually just recording with a voice memo app on my phone, and that works really well. I don't have a script, as you can probably tell. I like to just talk out my thoughts, but sometimes I have done that where I've just read a blog post out loud. So you may want to do that. Obviously, if you're reading something you've already written, you want to be aware that you're not just reading, in a stale tone. You want to kind of change your voice so that people can find it interesting. So, but audio is really good. I like it because while, yes, maybe some of us don't like the way we sound, and honestly, I have always struggled listening to myself on audio because I'm not sure I like the way I sound either. And some of you may agree. But nevertheless, audio also takes out of the picture having to worry about video. And that's the third area that we're going to talk about. And that's just sharing your tone at the beginning of the year via video. That's certainly a great way to do it if you're particularly energetic and personable. I think video is a great tool for you. If you are not that way and you have to work really hard at exuding personality, video is going to be a challenge. And all that means is that you're going to have somebody watching you while you're recording it and giving you some coaching on, like, raise your eyebrows, you know, bring your eyes wide open and smile and talk energetically. If you tend to want to sit down on the video, you're not going to get much energy. So you might want to stand up, get into a place where you can kind of feel some energy. If you need to do that talking with somebody and maybe helping them, maybe you need to do an interview style where the interviewer himself or herself is not on the camera, but they can kind of help you keep that tone up and energetic on video. Nothing worse than watching somebody really dull present their vision. So whether that's in business or schools or a church, energy is really important on video. So great way to do it. And if you're good on video, this is a great tool for you, because while you may want to do a teleprompter, and sometimes there's the iPad, I know, has really good apps for that, where you can actually type out what you're going to say and put it on a kind of a teleprompter and hold up an iPad or even a desktop computer, and you can read, kind of follow along or have some bullet points. Sometimes people just put a big poster board behind the camera and make some bullet points, and that's how what guides their talking points. Some of you are just good off the cuff, and you can share your vision that way. But again, video is a great tool for that as well. So when you're sharing your tone for the year, make sure you choose, I think, the best, most natural form for you. But it also, I just want to throw out the idea that it could be that you use all three, employ all three. So you may want to write out your message. So for those in the audience, again, you're always having to think about not just what's good for you, but what also is good for your audience. Some of your people love to read, and they don't have time to watch a video, and they don't necessarily, they're not moving anywhere, that they have to go and listen to a 20-minute talk on a podcast. They just want to read it. So you might want to read, you want to talk out your thoughts that way. And sometimes writing it out first gives you that sense of clarity of what I'm trying to communicate. And it kind of gives you to think, it forces you to think in kind of blocks. So rather than just a long form, you think in terms of what would be good in just different sections. And then maybe take that to audio and practice it, sharing it that way for those who do want to consume it while they're moving and walking the dog or jogging or driving into work, but also talking to video as well. I think video for some of you might be, if you're going to do all three, it might be the last one. And that way you've already got your message kind of honed in a little bit. You know exactly what you're trying to say. All you really have to do is work on energy. So heads of school, leadership people out there, when you're sharing your vision for the school, I hope this has been helpful in choosing three different forms of communication, either one of these three or all three, to communicate your tone and your vision and your message as you start back to school this year.